بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كتاب الجهاد There is the next kitab after kitab al-hajj, kitab al-jihad. And this shows that this is also a very important aspect of our deen. The five basic principles, we all know our iman, namaz, roza, zakat and hajj. Then there is another very important aspect also which has to be in our lives, especially at least in our niyat, that is jihad. Jihad basically is to fight with the non-believers to establish Islam. Is jihad in Islam is the military wing of the Muslims. And every country has got a military. And most of the finances, the budget of almost every country is for its military. But when Islam has a military wing, the jihad, then it becomes an issue and a problem. Whereas every organization, every government does have a military. And this is the military of Islam. Jihad is both offensive also and defensive also. Offensive to establish Islam in the world. And the best defense is offense. But since Muslims have given up jihad, this is the cause of the condition of the Muslims in the world today. Today Muslims are frightened even to take the word, the name of jihad. We are so terrorized. We are called terrorists, but we are terrorized. The terrorists have terrorized us in thinking that there is nothing like jihad and we are not even allowed to use the word jihad. However, for jihad to become farz, you need an Islamic government which is called the Islamic Khilafat. And you need the Amirul Mu'mineen who will declare jihad. And then jihad becomes farz. With regard to this, we can see how many ayats of the Quran Allah has stressed on this. Allah Ta'ala says, قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى وَقَاتِلُوا الْمُشْرِكِينَ كَافَّةً كَمَا يُقَاتِلُونَكُمْ كَافَّةً And make qital. Qital means warfare, to fight. With the non-believers, with the mushrikeens generally, as they are killing you also generally. Today in the whole world, how Muslims are being killed everywhere. But we can't even whisper about anything. So weak really our iman has become. Though we're thinking that we are strong in iman, but we are so weak we can't even whisper a word when how Muslims are being killed, slaughtered. Whether it is in Syria, whether it is in Egypt, whether it is in Afghanistan, we know what is the condition. And until we don't take up this, we establish a Muslim government and we do jihad, till then, no matter how much our other ibadat is, Islam will not be established. If it could have been, Allah should have let it be done by Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself went in so many jihads. وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الْمُتَّقِينَ And Allah says, know very well, Allah is with those people who have got taqwa and who observe all the rules of Allah. Not just pick and choose. What suits us, there we have taqwa. And what doesn't choose us, there we don't have taqwa. That Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayh gave a beautiful example. Such taqwa he calls is kilabi taqwa, taqwa of a dog. That when a dog urinates, it picks up its one leg very high so that it doesn't become napak, the drops of urine don't fall on its body. But immediately after that, it will go and eat filth and dirt again. So it, for this, it's got lot of taqwa. But for eating with its mouth, then it eats filth and dirt also. So our taqwa should not be like that. Everything which Allah has commanded us, we should be doing. What Allah has told us to stay away from, we should refrain. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْقِتَالِ Qital, fighting with the non-believers, has been made farz upon you. Just like the same words come, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامِ Rozas have been made farz. That we all observe. But qital, then we shy away from it. We don't want to think about it also. وَهُوَ كُرْهٌ لَكُمْ And Allah declares that this is unliked by you. You don't like this qital. وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ And remember, there is a great possibility that there are things which you don't like, but they are good for you. Like bitter medicine is not like, but it is good for a person. A person doesn't like to get up for Fajr, for example, but it's good for him. There are many things which we don't like, but they are good for us. وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌّ لَكُمْ. And also remember, there are things which you love, but they are bad for you. A person likes to commit adultery, for example, but it is a killer for a person. A person loves his pride, that I'm somebody, keeps his head up in the air, but that is totally harmful for a person. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. And remember, Allah knows, you don't know. What knowledge have we got? But we want to use our brains in everything. The greatest usage of brain correctly is to submit to Allah Ta'ala's commands. But where we want to use our brains against the commands of Allah, it displays our total ignorance. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, Infiru khifafun wa thiqala. And go out and fight the non-believers when you are light and when you are heavy, in all conditions. Whether you have arms or you don't have arms, whether you are small in number or big in number, in all conditions go and fight them. وَجَاهِدُوا بِأَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ. And strive with your wealth also and with your persons also, فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, in the path of Allah تبارك وتعالى. Also we should remember, we must not misuse jihad for other things. Jihad, not only the Muslims, the non-Muslims know. The non-Muslims tremble at the word of jihad. Ask the Russians or ask the Americans, they know what jihad means. And therefore they are fighting tooth and nail to take it out from the Muslim dictionary and from the Muslim lives. And very sad, how many Muslims are changing the meaning of jihad to mean other things. Jihad, we all know what it means. The non-Muslims know, every Muslim knows what is jihad, and we should maintain the true spirit and meaning of jihad. In another ayat, Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ. Undoubtedly, Allah has bought off from the believers their lives also, their wealth also. Everything does belong to Allah Ta'ala. But Allah, in His most merciful and kind way, says, if you think that your life belongs to you and your wealth, I've purchased it in any case from you. And what am I giving you in return? بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. That you will get Jannat in reward. Yeah, also a very striking point is that our nafs Allah has referred to. And the nafs is a bad thing, is a dirty thing. And our wealth also is not pure and clean. So Allah bought from us useless things and things full of fault. And in return Allah gave us the greatest thing, free of all fault. Allah gave us Jannat in return. What a transaction. What Allah took from us, the worst and the most filthiest thing. And in return, Allah gave us the greatest and the most pure thing. And what is this buying off from yourself? يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. That you fight in the path of Allah Ta'ala. And when you do fight, فَيَقْتُلُونَ وَيُقْتَلُونَ. You kill and you get killed also. You will kill other people, you will become shaheed also. That's all part of the deal. وَعَدًا عَلَيْهِ حَقًّا. And this promise which Allah has made is an absolute and true promise. فِي التَّوْرَاتِ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ وَالْقُرْآنِ. It is in the Torah also, in the Injil also, and in the Quran Sharif. This, in other words, Allah is stressing how important it is. وَمَنْ أَوْفَى بِأَهْدِهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ. And he who fulfills his side of the promise. فَاسْتَبْشِرُوا بِبَيْئِكُمُ الَّذِي بَايَعْتُمْ بِهِ. And take glad tidings, you have made a great profit and you have benefited greatly by doing this deal with Allah Ta'ala. وَذَٰلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. And that is the great success. So this is a thing, the ultimate for a mu'min to strive for, that he becomes shaheed in the path of Allah Ta'ala. And if we cannot do it practically, at least our niyat must be. It comes in the hadith also, a person who hasn't got niyat of jihad, never did he think I'll go in jihad, and he dies on one part of hypocrisy, as a munafiq he dies. So at least that desire should be in us, that I wish I can also take part in jihad. And no matter how much the non-believers want to eradicate this from us, a Muslim must know his whole deen and don't make choices of deen. Part of deen we take, part of deen we don't take. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله.